This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ricky from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday, the 21st of July. Coming up, pressure's on for Sachin Tendulkar, and a great white shark invades scientists' boat. First, it's a historic day in space.
Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time.
The shuttle Atlantis has landed safely back on Earth for the final time. It brings an end to the 30-year shuttle program that has helped us learn more than ever about the world we live in. From sending hundreds of satellites into orbit and the launch of the Hubble Space Telescope to helping build the International Space Station, there have been some massive highlights. There have also been huge tragedies. Two of the five shuttles, Challenger and Columbia, were lost in accidents, killing 14 astronauts. One thing's for sure, today marks the end of an era in space travel.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.
Next, will India's Sachin Tendulkar record his 100th international century? That's the question on the lips of cricket fans as India prepares to face England in the 2000th match in the history of Test cricket. The series at Lord's will also decide whether England can replace India at the top of the world rankings. BBC Sports' Rahul Tandon is in the Indian city Kolkata, where cricket is the only game in town.
Every single newspaper, every single television channel, the only thing that they're focusing on is this India-England series.
Okay, we've got an amazing tell for you now. Researchers aboard a boat off South Africa got the fright of their lives when a great white shark leapt out of the water and onto their vessel. Doreen Schroeder was on the boat at the time.
I heard a splash and I looked back to see a white shark pretty much mid-air. The shark landed with half of its body into the boat.
Amazingly, nobody was hurt. The shark thrashed about for a while and did some damage to the boat, but was eventually lifted from the deck by a crane and returned to the ocean. And for today's question, we want to know what you call a baby shark. Yesterday, we asked you which mountain range Mount Everest is part of, and the answer is the Himalayas. And finally, there are lots of ways of giving money to good causes, but stuffing $200,000 into a bin and leaving it outside the front of a charity shop has to be one of the more unusual methods. The money was found in a bin liner outside a Red Cross shop in Denmark. The note attached said, "To the Danish Red Cross from Anonymous, have collected for 40 years. Staff at the shop are very grateful, but the police have asked the donor to come forward so they can make sure the money was not made illegally." Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.